Merry Christmas.
Good to see you out. This is quite a change from last year where we filmed something beforehand to broadcast. It's so wonderful to be able to be together there this Christmas Eve. And God bless. God bless you. Well, it's almost time, and especially kids are, I'm sure, very anxious. And what I mean by time is to open those boxes under the Christmas tree, right? Those beautifully wrapped boxes, either tonight or tomorrow morning, you'll be wide open on what is in those things. But imagine, as writer Paul Tripp actually experienced, you're a parent and you have shopped for your 8-year-old son, let's say. You have shopped for months for the perfect gift, and you found it. And Tripp did this, and he was so proud of himself. He had gotten his son Ethan something that his son wasn't even expecting to get. And so on Christmas morning, the moment of unwrapping came, and his son, he just tore off the beautifully wrapped paper, opened the box, and glory, you know, his son's face lit up when he saw the gift inside. Well, feeling the edge of victory on himself, Tripp decided to reward himself with another cup of coffee. So he went into the kitchen to get a cup, and when he came back out a few minutes later, he saw the toy sitting over here and his son Ethan sitting over there inside the box that the toy had come in, having a blast, loving the box more than the toy itself. And Tripp said, it's in these moments a parent has to be reminded that grandchildren are the reward for not killing your children. But occupied with the box. Yeah, well, what a picture of Christmas, right? And we must admit, I mean, the Christmas box is really wonderful. Lights, trees, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos. Maybe not tonight, but it's coming, don't worry. You know, this really, though, might be the most wonderful time of the year, right? But all the trappings, even the gifts that we exchange, are just the box of Christmas. What about what's in the box? Well, as I read Luke chapter 2, the first 7 verses. We haven't heard this tonight. As I read, I'd like you to think about what in this story that I'm going to read, just these verses, what is the box of Christmas and what is the gift of Christmas? From Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So what's the box in the Christmas story? And what's the gift? Well, the box is Caesar. All-powerful Caesar. All life, even for insignificant Joseph and Mary, was boxed in by Caesar's decree. I mean, he commanded, and the world moved. Life was boxed in, thus, by this new round of taxes that Caesar was imposing to, so he could further his building projects. Life was boxed in for Mary and Joseph by the inconvenience of travel and the anxiety for a very pregnant couple learning that there is no room for them in the inn. The box was having to place a newborn infant in an animal feeding trough, surrounded by people who didn't see them and perhaps didn't even care. The box of Christmas and of this life is the world around us. From the political forces that shape things to our personal circumstances. And for some of you, the box of Christmas this year may be an illness that you're enduring. Or the box of a great adventure
that lies in front of you, the box of a career that's stressful, or the box of a new relationship that delights you. And don't misunderstand here, boxes are not all bad. They're important, and you know they can't be ignored. Joseph and Mary could certainly not ignore Caesar or the great reality of traveling and the lack of a hotel room. And again, not all boxes are bad. You know, Caesar actually was a pretty good leader, as leaders come in world history. He provided a level of peace to the world, good road systems, abundant food supplies so that the empire would eat in times of famine. But you see, here's what Christmas introduces to us, that the boxes of Christmas and of life serve to deliver the most wonderful gift of all, Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ is the gift of Christmas. And what an amazing gift for us. I mean, still, 2,000 Christmases later, Jesus is what? He is Emmanuel, God with us. He's not some storybook character. And he certainly is not dead. He is risen from the dead. He is still Emmanuel, God with us. And that means that in all the boxes of your life, whether awful or delightful, necessary or frivolous seeming, Jesus is here with us. There is no circumstance of life. There is no box that is devoid of his presence. In fact, every box in a way is a carrier for Christ and for us to meet him. He is the sovereign one. He is the faithful one, the available one in every circumstance of life. I mean, this is the joy, this is the power, this is the hope that Christmas introduces to us. I mean, just think of Christ as the sovereign one who is in this world with us. 700 years before Caesar uttered his decree, God uttered his own decree. We didn't read it tonight, but it's found in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. God is sovereign, not Caesar. Without our knowing it, or fully seeing or understanding it, God wields empires, using the Caesars of this world as his pawns with their boxes, their decrees, to accomplish his purposes, God's purposes, for our good and his glory. Christian, your life is more than boxed in by the Caesars and the circumstances of the world. It is more boxed in by the Lord himself. The circumstances of your life are ultimately in his hands. A few years ago, a college student came to Montreat here from Australia, and he had played professional soccer in Australia before coming to college, which meant that he could not play in an NCAA Division I school because they had a rule: no professionals, not even former professionals, can play. But the NIAA, you know, the division Montreat College is in, didn't have that rule. And so this student came here instead of some big name university. Well, in coming here, this student met Jesus and confessed him as Lord and Savior. You see, God wielded the decrees of the NCAA and the NAIA to get the student to this campus in order to meet Jesus. That's how God works. He's sovereign. He uses the boxes of this world to carry out his purposes. In northern Iran, it's illegal to be a Christian. And there was a man who one night had a vision in which somebody appeared to him, some angelic form appeared to him and told him to go to a place on a remote highway and to wait for two men with Bibles who would tell him about Jesus. Well, early in the morning, he got up, he went and down this highway. He had to hike quite a distance. And he just sat by the side of the road where this angelic being told him to sit. Well, eventually a car came up the road, but it was swerving back and forth across the lanes. The driver said later that he was driving, it was suddenly like somebody grabbed the steering wheel and held it, and all he could do was pull over before wrecking the car. Well, the place where they pulled over was right where this Muslim man was sitting. And they stopped, and here the driver and his companion, they stopped. They were wondering, what are we going to do here with a broken car in the middle of nowhere? Well, suddenly this man stuck his head in the window and said, "Are you the Bible man?" Well, God has a way of sovereignly directing things, including the steering mechanisms of cars, to get people to Jesus, because it, quote, just so happened that these two men had come across the border that morning with a load of Bibles. They were Bible smugglers. And they had the joy of giving this man a Bible and leading him to Christ. God is sovereign. This is his universe. And he will use the Caesars of this world to accomplish his purposes for his people. So no matter what box you are in, look at that box with the eye of faith for Christ's presence there and trust him. Because of Christmas, I mean, in a way, this is now our new calling, isn't it? To see and to celebrate what nobody else may see. But what is in every box of life, our sovereign God at work. Tonight in your circumstances, celebrate the sovereignty of Jesus and celebrate the faithfulness that meets us in him as well. I mean, he's so good. He makes he makes good on every promise that he's ever made. In our first reading tonight from Genesis 3, in the Garden of Eden, God told us that a child would come, the seed of the woman, who would crush the serpent's head and deliver us from sin and shame, from death and hell. Well, God has done it in Jesus. He has done it in the cross. He's faithful. I mean, it's impossible for us to trust the Lord too much. If God promised and delivered on our salvation, I mean, what is there that he will now fail us in? As Romans 8 reasons with us, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Whatever box we are in, there is a gift with us in that box, and it is the sovereign, faithful God who will not fail us. Now, I don't know what box surrounds your life this Christmas Eve, but I know what Christmas gift is inside that box. You know, our temptation is to focus on the box, isn't it? The pleasurable and the dreadful boxes of life. And while do they have power to grab our attention and to sap our energy so that all we see, all we fuss over, all we talk about, all we try to do is manage the box. Well, while we can't ignore or dismiss the boxes of life, there's more than the box. There's the gift that every box contains, Emmanuel, the sovereign, faithful Lord, present with us, working for our good. And so this Christmas and beyond, instead of fretting and fussing about the box, treasure Jesus. Instead of trying to figure out it out all on your own, trust Jesus. Because as Christmas declares, we are not on our own. God has come. He is with us. He is for us in the here and now. Treasure Jesus and trust him. Amen.